fucking hazy.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the High and Hazy podcast. I'm here with the Buck.
Hey, that's me. All right. I guess let's just get right into it, raw dogging it, as we like to call it, or that's just me. But we're gonna pull up a little video about somebody who died recently. I'd like to call him my boy, but I don't know the guy. But King Cobra, JFS, RIP, my man.
The thing.
Oh yeah, it fucked up, huh? Yeah, it went real small.
It was like, oh, it was perfect. Here, I'll fix it.
But this guy was just a streamer, essentially. He would just sit on his couch, and I guess people would just chat and interact with him. He did a lot of weird shit, but this is definitely one of my favorite clips.
Have you figured out what happened?
I think it last I saw it was organ failure. Mm. But he posted a video not too long before he died of him just like feeling like shit, like rolling around on a couch. Not the best comedic value. Like, dude was literally hurt.
Yeah. All right. Here it is.
Suck it! Oops.
I mean, I feel like that's how I drink sake. Because you know you can't get the good shit.
I've had it at, were they hibachis or whatever? Where
okay.
They shoot it in your mouth. It wasn't that bad, which is,
Yeah. But, well, they say the better the sake, the more it just tastes like water. So okay. It's literally just meant to get you fucked up.
Yeah.
But what is it, like Squid Games, they even go over it where it's like $1 sake, $2 sake, $3 sake.
And yeah.
Oh, man, I don't want that many choices.
Because,
like, really, what's the difference between the $2 and the $6 when you got the $10?
Right.
But,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let me get the $1,500 and 35 cent, you know.
Yeah. I was never a big sake. I mean, not that I'd go out and get it.
But yeah. I mean, if it was at a party.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, hey, I got this weird drink. Like, all right, let me try it. It tastes just like water.
Yeah.
But
having said that.
Yeah, right? Got to get the old donkey dick down. hey, maybe, there you go. Explain that one for them.
That's your thing. Oh. I don't even remember what the...
Okay, so you get to the end of the joint, and the end of the joint we call the donkey dick. But it's not because it's big and fat. It's because it fucks you in the throat when you pull too hard.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the thing you were...
Oh, the good old solid dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I at least in a Marvel comic, I think it was Iron Man and Captain America were talking. And in one panel, it's like, you need some solid dick. Which I guess was just like, you need a heart-to-heart. Like, we got to have a serious conversation. But we almost called this the donkey dick just because it's like a high conversation.
Yeah, but...
We'd be the only ones to get it. Even if we explain it, everybody's like, you guys like that dick show?
Yeah. Let's watch Donkey Dick. Yeah. That would be rough.
Yeah. But, yeah, Cobra didn't do shit for content. Goddamn. RIP, my dude.
Yeah. RIP, I guess. I never watched him, but...
I mean, I only saw him on TikToks and stuff.
Yeah. I know. You did share him a lot, though. You did.
Yeah. I mean, I can't help it.
Was like, he the guy who did the monster and...
Yeah, he would come in as monster. That's his blend.
I mean,
he had a couple good ones because there was one where I think the chat typed in. He's like, what kind of girl do you want? He's like, alive. Yeah.
That's a pretty good start.
At least a 4, but she could be a 6 on a good day. Yeah, she needs to be of age, over 21. Like, at least he had his head on his shoulders.
Right, yeah.
Because there was that other guy, what was it, Johnny Elbows or some crazy thing like that. He looks like the toe.
Oh.
And, like, he's just one of the, like, he could have easily been, like, a Rizzler-type dude. But he just, like, oh, 14-year-old girls, let me go talk to him.
Oh.
I don't understand why that's such a thing. Like, especially in, like, a popularity-type deal. Like, if you're somewhat famous whatsoever and, like, oh, let me go message these 12-year-olds. Like, so many people get in trouble for this shit. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's like, especially if you have all that money, you could find somebody your age that's...
Right. Like, if you want to really get creepy about it, you could probably find somebody your age that looks like that and,
yeah,
like, just fulfill the fantasy. Like, why you gotta...
That's true.
Well, that's something, like... All of them get caught up in, like, even, what is that, Josh Peck? or no, it's Drake and Josh, dude.
I don't know. I was never a Drake and Josh.
Oh, it is Drake Bell. I think it is. But like, oh, okay, he got in trouble for messaging 13-year-olds or something like that. Your dude, Chris D'Elia, got in trouble for doing stuff like that. Like, I just, especially when they take it to that creepy level where mm-hmm. it's like, what's the age of consent in this state?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, it was perfectly legal. Like, yeah, but you're still a fucking pervert, dude.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Went off on a...
a weird tangent. Yeah. we're having a conversation.
Right.
Well, what? You went out this weekend. Tell me what went down. Didn't you see the old Phillies game?
Oh, yeah. We went out to the Phillies game. So I wanted to go to the Wall of Fame. They have Tug McGraw, which was a pitcher. He pitched in the 1980 World Series. Like, I don't know if you've seen the picture, but him jumping up. Like, that's
Tug. I'll pretend.
Right.
I'm along for the ride. Sports ball all the way.
But I wanted to get, like, so I was like, all right, we're going there a little earlier. We started walking there. It's about a mile walk, so 16 minutes, it said.
Okay.
And left at 6, game starts 6:45. We get there like 6:15, you know, you get in line, do your ticket thing. We got free bucket hats.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Are they like the real bucket hats, or are they like the mini ice cream ones?
No, they're the real ones.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, 21 plus got them, so even Jaden got one. So.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I think the best thing I ever got doing one of those things was like at a Blue Rocks game, mm-hmm. and they gave away like a little foam baseball. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
So glad I showed up early.
We used to do it at, before it was Citizens, it was the Vet, and we used to go all the time. We got like beach towels, like so many different things.
Yeah.
And this was like the first time, I think I got a picture of the Wall of Fame.
Okay.
Before from there. But either way, we were trying to get there. I could not find it. And then you're like walking around before the game starts. Everybody's got to stop now because now they're doing a national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, you're walking around. There's all these different vendors. But I want something here. I want to get this. I want to get this. I was like, we're get something, but we'll just get it where we're sitting. But we're sitting in right field. The Wall of Fame's in left field.
Okay.
We'll go all the way around. Cannot find it. Game's already starting. I was like, shit, we're just forget it. We can't. And it was like we walked around it for almost an hour and did not get to take the picture or nothing.
Man, that sucks.
It does. But I thought it'd be cool to get a picture with the Tug McGraw thing because I got one in Cooperstown, which is where the actual Hall of Fame is.
Okay.
But they do their own Wall of Fame, and he was on there, so I thought it'd be cool to have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel you on that one.
Yeah, not but, like whether we're related or not, like everybody says we are, but, you know, you never know.
Yeah, it's
but,
still I mean, like it's, a fun little thing for you.
Right,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Because, like, I mean, oh, let me get a picture next to a bull.
Yeah.
We both bucks.
Yeah.
Let me get that deer.
Yeah. Or like the Philly Fanatic or something. It's like.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I did the whole thing when we went to Disney World the one time. It's like, all right, I'm not super into Disney. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, it's Cinderella. Right. You know what I mean? But we did the little run through of taking pictures with everybody.
Yeah. I mean, you're there, you might as well.
Right. I mean, I never thought I'd wait in line as long as I did for some of them.
Yeah, that's true. How long was
Oh, some of them were bad. I think we did almost an hour for Merida, the Irish one.
I don't even know what that is. I'm not a big Disney, though.
It's the Brave movie.
Oh, okay, the redhead?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it's fun. But right. then again, it's still just somebody with a wig on. You right. know what I mean?
So, with those ones, do they use, like, real people and just kind of make them
yeah.
the character? It's better than, like, a Mickey Mouse where it's just, hey, I'm a guy in a costume.
Right. I mean, but some of them are super cool. So, like, I don't know if you've ever seen Big Hero 6.
Mm-mm.
It's the Baymax movie. Like, if you know who Baymax is, like, that's the one he's in.
Is that the big white,
yeah.
like, almost like a Stave Puff
yeah.
character kind of guy?
Yeah. So that was a cool one because they had that at Hollywood Studios.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, like, you can tell it's kind of like one of those inflatable deals.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, cool. Like, the eyes moved and everything. But, of course, like, we go to get a picture, me and the girl, and she accidentally headbutts, like, the top part, and it was just solid plastic. Like, you heard the crunk. You know what I mean?
Like 3D printed.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit better than that. That right, was before yeah. they were all a thing. Like, it's been a few years. But I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because everybody's just like, this is a family park. Like, yeah, but there's also rides, and I just want to do the rides. And everybody's like, here's my 10 children.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is Disney. You can't get right. mad at the
no,
kids.
No, like I yeah. said, that's why we do, like, more of a universal deal, or, like, I do Six Flags or whatever. But still, yeah. like, the people are there. Like, I brought the baby. Like,
right, yeah.
Why?
Oh, like, yeah, that's what, like, at the Phillies game, there yeah. was, like, I'm not doing that.
Dude, I think we talked about it before. Old podcast, but I remember when I was working down the shore, went to go see like one of the Planet of the Apes movies, and somebody brought a baby into that.
Yeah, you don't, you can't go to the movies.
Right, like they literally have a newborn, and this newborn is just screaming, and I'm like, dude, go away.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what do you want? It's a baby. Like, I want you to leave. Like, you shouldn't be here. Let your kids sleep.
It's definitely not rated for babies.
Right. Like, hold on while all these monkeys start howling and shooting guns and stuff. And the baby's just like, this is cool.
Right.
I mean, and that's the thing. Had the baby been chill, I would have been chill.
Right.
Like, it's one thing to have it there, but it's another thing for it to be an inconvenience to me. Like, I paid money for this shit, too. I'm sorry you didn't plan your life out better.
Yeah. And if it's a movie kind of where, you know, it's a kid's movie or something. It's not. It's Planet of the Apes. That's not.
Right. Like, here, let's watch this monkey war.
Yeah. You expect to hear, like, somebody crying or something at a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Not.
That's the whole thing. Like, what's a new Disney one coming out? I don't even know. Snow White, that was one of the newer ones. Mm-hmm. Like, if I went there and I was like, what are all these fucking kids doing here?
Right.
I'm the idiot.
Right.
But like, you're the grown man who brought the newborn because you want to see the monkey movie.
Yeah. The monkey movie. I think I remember you telling me that, because then I said that I liked the original ones better, and that you were talking about the Wahlberg ones, right?
There's only one Wahlberg one, but like, I'm sad they didn't expand on that.
They, I know they made more, but it wasn't like
a sequel to that. So that's the whole thing. Like, it's not the same director. It's just the intellectual property. They kind of do a little nod to it at the end of the first movie, like when they redid it, where it was like just the Planet of the Apes with the James Franco guy.
Oh, okay.
And like, they do the whole thing where they're talking about the space mission of like, which would have been Wahlberg taking off in that space mission to kind of like tie it all in. But they fucked up the end of that anyway. When they, like, the monkey people found the real monkey, like, it was, they thought he was a god. And I don't feel like it would be like that. Like, this new one is more like, we are gods. But they don't, like, they're human in a sense, but they're 100% like whatever they were. They can just talk.
Yeah.
Where it was like, I felt like the old school one was kind of like, all right, this is a hybrid.
Yeah.
Granted, I know it's just people in suits and they probably would have done different, but it's just like, you have too much of a human face to you for me to not think that you're not some kind of hybrid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think I need another one. The last one was all right. Did you see any of them?
I seen the Wahlberg one whenever that came out, and then that was it.
Okay. Yeah, the last one was like pretty much just, it's hard to be out and open like this, but essentially, like, all right, the humans were the oppressors. Now the monkeys are the oppressors.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just kind of like, if we just work together, we can take anything down, which is like, you know, true in any sense, but it's just, it's so hard to get people to work together. Is it worth it?
Right. Yeah.
I'm getting too political in this one.
I know. That's where I see it going, too, because that's the same thing.
Exactly. Like, just living this shit day in and day out for it to be like, here it is in a monkey form. Like, Curious George, no. Man in the yellow hat, how could you?
But I remember them saying, I forget who said it, but if there was, like, a alien attack, like, everybody would come together. Like,
oh, no way.
Oh, no. Well,
I get you. But like, the way everybody is, I'd be guilty of it myself, because it'd be like, I need to protect number one. And then number five is like everybody else around me. But it's just kind of like, in that fight or flight mode, people are too dense to turn it off.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, like a Independence Day kind of reality thing.
I get you. I'm just saying, like, if they gave us that kind of warning, I just don't feel like there'd ever be that kind of warning. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, and even now, like, there are, did you see the new thing about the study at Harvard said there's something coming towards Earth, and they
think it's... Oh, is it the big, long, like, 12 football field size ship? Yeah, I saw that. And apparently this isn't the first time that's been reported.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it depends on how deep you go into it, because, like, I don't know the ins and outs, but, like, Dead Sea Scrolls into the whole Anunnaki, like, you have any kind of idea about those things?
Very little.
Okay. So, essentially, we were created by the Anunnaki in some sense of the form to mine the gold of this planet because they need the gold to survive, and like we're just supposed to be the slaves that hand the gold over,
right?
And that's why gold was so precious for forever. And so, like, tying that ship into it, depending on how much, you know, faith you put out there, that would possibly be them returning.
Oh, okay. But we didn't do good at mining the gold.
No, we just kept it all and then started blowing each other up for it.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this dollar is value or is backed by gold, and it's not right. Really.
And that's the whole thing. It's like, what would we get out of them coming back and or like understanding what happened other than I have the answer?
Yeah.
Like, do you watch any of the Alien movies?
Like, no, like the long
headed Ripley.
Yeah. No.
Well they did the like kind of remake of it with, God, what the hell is the name of the thing? Prometheus.
Mm-hmm.
And like they explore it down that line of like, okay, this guy created the robot. The robot wanted to be a creator, so he makes the monster. Where it's like, how far down the line are we of that, if you wanted to kind of do the whole comparison deal?
Right.
Like, it's a fun little rabbit hole to go down, but like, if aliens pop up tomorrow and they were like, we made you, and like, it makes sense. Life sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if like, we're in the Matrix, like, all right, makes sense. Life sucks. Like, that's just going to be the answer for any of it. Good old flying spaghetti monster.
Yeah. But that's what I was getting to at. Like, there's a thing coming, and they're saying it's aliens. Like, but when you said, like, if they told us, you know, we wouldn't even react that way now.
Right. I mean, look at when they said aliens before.
Right. And now it's just like, all right, the whole time we've been like, aliens. Like, yes, there is aliens. And we're like, no, you're lying.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
I don't trust you.
Now there's
government.
Not aliens.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, the way that AI is so amazing today,
mm-hmm.
like, all the shit I hear about the pyramids now, I'm just like, are they really?
Like, what? What are you?
All right, so they said that a guy got permission to go down. They found the coils in there, and then there's also, like, this blue pool of, like, the clearest blue water you've ever seen with,
didn't
like,
they
bodies
say, what's
floating
his name?
Around.
Mr. Beast went in there somewhere, and they were
I
like,
didn't hear anything about
oh, you didn't
old
hear
Beastie.
That?
No.
Yeah, I heard he went. I was talking to somebody at work about it, and because he said he was like, oh, that's cool. Somebody gets to go in there and record it or whatever. And he still did the YouTube like style of him. Like,
yeah.
Whoa, look at this. You
I
know
mean,
what I mean?
I, again, just show me the shit. It looks cool as fuck.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, go ahead. What was that thing where they seen under there? Like, it wasn't they actually went under there. They actually used some kind of.
Oh, like the sonar type
yeah,
shit.
Something
yeah.
like that. I was hoping you figured it out because I
yeah, it's like ground sonar, I think they do. Like, it's the same thing like if you're doing the wand deal on the beach.
Like metal detector?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a more complicated version of that. And like, that sounds cool, but like the AI videos that come out and it's just like, it's 3:00 in the morning. I woke up because I had to take a shit. I'm scrolling TikTok and it's like, look, is what's happening. I can't fucking talk. It happened again. Jesus Christ. I'm going to just start going to speech therapy. Like, what's wrong? Like, I do this podcast and I realize that I'm stupid.
Because when you can hear yourself talk.
Right. But, I don't, fuck, where was I going with that? I don't even know.
We're talking about the...
Yeah, pyramids, sonar, metal detector.
Right, yeah, with the...
Went somewhere with it. But, oh, the AI videos, 3 o'clock
right,
in the
yeah.
morning. It's like, I want to believe so bad. Like, I'm not going to go to my next door neighbor, knock on the door, and be like, hey, did you know this is happening? But to, like, just play in my brain a little bit to be like, oh, shit.
Right.
You yeah. know what I mean? But then it's like... why the fuck should I even go into work? Let me call out today.
Right.
You know, like, when they do that shit where it's like, this is X amount of miles away, and then closer is even this, and then this is going to explode in, you know, 1.3 billion light years, and
right.
like, you're here in this spec doing work.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but I got to survive, too.
Yeah.
Like, could you ever choose to be homeless? Like, do you have that in you?
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't understand how people do it. Like, I understand bad circumstances, but there are plenty of people out there that just choose to be homeless.
Yeah.
Like, I can almost understand, like, you're trying to live your dream, you're giving everything up to do it, but, like, for you to just be like, no, I sit on this corner, this is my corner, and I ask for money.
Yeah.
I just, I could never.
Mm-mm. I like to know, it's like, oh, I get paid Friday, I'll do that thing I wanted to do. You know,
right,
what I mean?
As or much whatever. As I hate it, it's not like I'm slugging bodies around or something like that. Right, like I had a buddy's girlfriend that I knew, and she was doing that shit. Like she worked for a morgue type deal.
Oh, to go pick up the.
Well, essentially just like before they need to get burned. Like she was dealing with the bodies before the family would come in and be like, yeah, that's Jerry.
Oh, that's got to suck.
Well, she just said like a lot of the times they would stick to stuff. So like then you got to chisel them off.
Nice.
Yeah. And then you go home smelling like dead people.
Chiseled up dead people.
Yeah. Like I can't say my one job was any better. Like being a butcher sucked.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
You know what I mean? Just trudging around and just cow and pig guts.
Yeah.
I mean, like the flamethrowers and the chainsaws were cool.
What'd you use the flamethrowers for?
Pigs.
Oh, yeah?
Well, they're hairy on the outside.
Yeah.
So you flame them first and then you take the knife behind and you give them a little shave. Yeah, girl pigs are the worst, though.
Yeah.
Well, unlike us, they don't void everything. So if they got a full bladder when you take them down, you know, it helps to lean on them while you're shaving them. And if you hit the stomach just right.
Nice.
Yep, you get to go home smelling awesome.
Yeah, I guess that does suck. Sometimes I, like, wonder, like, my job is, it sucks, but it's not that bad.
Right. Like, I... Plenty of people could do my job. I could do plenty of people's jobs, but yeah. I feel like I landed in a decent enough spot that like I'm not going to kill myself tomorrow.
Well, that's good. That's a good
idea. Yeah. One day at a time, just like AA.
All right, let me ask you, friend. Did you hear about the Rajah Jackson stuff? I think it's Rajah.
R-A-J. Is that blanket?
Huh?
Is that blanket?
What's blanket?
Like Michael Jackson's kid blanket?
No.
Okay.
So he's his... So, his dad is Rampage Jackson, which you probably, he's a is UFC.
Okay, then yeah, no.
Oh, you didn't see this at all? Like the
nothing. I have, God like, damn. The last I saw of the UFC was probably...
The thing I told you about where...
Well, yeah, like that conversation, but to like actually watch anything on it, I think it was like a Bellator type deal. And oh, I know okay. That's not even UFC, so it's right. Been like...
It's MMA, which yeah. Is... But, so there was... I'll give it to you the way the internet gave it to me.
Okay.
So there's this guy, Rajah Jackson, who was at a wrestling event. He gets in with this guy, Psycho Stu, his name is.
Okay.
Like he was in a fight and then he, you know, like you've watched wrestling back in the day, right? Where like somebody comes in and slams it, like somebody who wasn't supposed to be in the match and it's like part of the show or whatever.
Okay.
So he gets in there, he picks him up, slams him. When he goes down, it looks like he's unconscious, like the guy he slammed.
Yeah.
Starts punching him in the face.
Oh.
Like in like full mount mode, which is where you're sitting on your stomach. He's hitting him for real. Like he's going in on this dude.
Damn.
And like, I think it was supposed to be part of it, but not like that. You know what I mean? Like
he wasn't supposed to be unconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then like, you know, everybody's starting to get in the ring and trying to pull him off or whatever. Then the next video is before that, they show the Psycho Stu guy. He has a beer can. And like him and he was like, oh, you're not afraid of me? You know who I am? He's like, no, I don't know who you are. So he does the old wrestling with the beer can, puts his hand over the dude's head and breaks the beer can over his hand.
Okay.
And the dude was like, you know what I mean? What'd you just do that for?
Right.
So
double concussion.
Right. So then that comes out after.
Okay.
Well, at least the order I seen it in. It's like a Tarantino movie.
Right.
So then you're like, oh, okay. So he was mad at him for that. Then after that, they show a video of the dude apologizing. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought you were like, they call it working.
Okay.
So he was like, oh, and then they shook hands or whatever. And they were like, all right, you know, you can come in the match or whatever. You can get it back. You know what I mean? You can beat me up in the ring or whatever. This dude took it fucking way too far and just almost killed the dude. He knocked his teeth out.
Oh man.
Like, did a bunch of shit to his face. He's all like, I think he is awake now. He's still critical.
Okay.
But like, he's awake. And then they showed a video of the dude's dad watching it. And he was, like, watching it. And, like, you can see his face. He's like, oh, shit, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, was it what do you call it? What are the extreme? Was it extreme matches? Is that what they call it? Or hardcore?
Okay.
Remember, like, the hardcore matches or whatever? He's like, was it hardcore? I was like, that's not hardcore. Like, you don't punch
right,
a dude
that,
in the
that's
face.
Almost murdering a guy.
That's what they were saying. So then later on, one of the other wrestlers who got him off of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, being interviewed. It looked like a podcast kind of setup. And he was talking about it. He was like, you know, I pulled the guy off him. He punched him.
Okay.
then I think he headbutt him or something. And then he said he went for like a double leg. Mm-hmm. And he was like, if he would have took me down, he would have did the same exact thing to me that he did to him. And he was like, I was just trying to get the dude off. He was like, you know, it's cool. You want to, you know, get your whatever Lixon, back. Yeah. But like.
Like, yeah, if don't you, take it that far.
Yeah, but like the video, it's like when you ever watch a video and you like your heart starts to race and you're like fucking pissed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like one of them bully videos. Like that's what the dude was calling. He's like, you're a fucking bully. We don't do that. We're
right. We all have to work with each other here.
Right, and we put on a show for people. Like that's what he thought he was going to do. But there's a lot of people who are defending this dude, and I was like, I can't see where you defend him at all.
No, no way.
Because and then they're calling it like, oh, broke a bottle. Or a bottle and a can are two different things.
Right, and not to mention his hand was there. So, yeah, right. Well, like, I'll give you concussion defense or whatever. And, like, yeah, the dude fucked you up. But then it's like, to take it to the point to where the dude's in the hospital is a bit much. Like, it's one thing if you guys agree and you're both going ham. Yeah. But for you to just be like, all right, you can get me one back. And you're just like, all right, here's this knife. You know right, what I mean? Yeah. It's like, okay, I accidentally hit your mirror on your car. Go ahead and hit the mirror on my car. And then you just take a baseball bat to all the windows and then slash the tires. And like, we're even.
Right. Yeah. It was like, I don't know. Cause I was telling Trish about it and she was like getting mad and never even seen it. But like if it it'll probably come up now. Cause I'm talking
I'm
about
sure.
it.
I'm sure. I mean, if it's not that, it'll be the lizard, but lizard.
Yeah.
It's still everywhere, man.
Is it?
Yeah. I can't lose it.
It hasn't come up for me.
Oh, well, you don't watch TikTok like I watch TikTok. Yeah.
Well, I guess we got different Reels, algorithms. Yeah. I got freaking people getting murdered on.
Right. I got girls life. Trying to flash me a nipple.
That hasn't come up anymore either.
No? Dude, it's nothing but, or like, it's gotten worse to the point to where it's just like some dude vacuuming a car and then it'll be this chick that's flat as a board lifting her shirt up and you're just like, I appreciate what you're trying to do, and I'm cool with you sneaking onto the platform the way you did, but, like, why?
Yeah.
Like,
But, like, it's so weird because anything else can get banned so fast. You know how many times, like, when we upload and, like, every video we put up, like, sometimes it'll be, oh, copyright.
Right.
Like, it's not a strike because it's fine, like. It's not.
It's the way they sneak it in.
Yeah.
Because what is it? Like, there's so many different names for it on TikTok now. Like, I remember the original one was Flash Talk, I think. Like, okay, ha ha ha, whatever. And then it was Hopecore because it was, like, videos of, like, you're doing great. Everything's awesome. Like, and it would be, like, you have to pause it at just the right second. Here's a chick with her butt out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But.
But even, like, you would think the people who do the algorithms and stuff or whatever, they would understand like, oh, okay, there's this hashtag. So anything with this hashtag should get flagged.
Right. I mean,
I'm not going to sit here and get mad that girls are showing their boobs.
In the opposite sense, like, what are you getting out of doing that? Like, I understand the exhibitionism of it or like whatever you want to fucking call it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, okay, you think you're going to get famous and like, yeah, okay, you got 500 followers. Like, yeah, but there are people out there with millions that are barely breaking even.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you want to just be one of the many.
Yeah. And even if you do go viral, after a while, somebody, it's going to find out. It's like, showing her tits.
Look at the Hawktua girl. Like, she fizzled out faster than anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she was everywhere and then nowhere all at the same time. Right. But then again, like, Sketch, I feel like, has made it into that. You know that guy?
Yeah.
The What's Up, Brother?
Yeah. He was on Bad Friends and, like, he's done his, like, rounds. Yeah,
he's a emote on TikTok.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, you can do when he, like, claps and flaps his wings, I guess. I don't know if it's, like, an Eagles thing or whatever, and then the What's Up, Brother is another one.
I know that one. But he plays Madden and stuff, right? So I guess
it's
part of his
thing. Yeah. Well, it's just, like, those guys were huge for a while. Like, all the esports dudes, like, what, Ninja?
Yeah.
I don't know any of the other ones, really. Like, they're just skins on Fortnite that I see.
I know the iShowSpeed guy was.
Yeah, he is, like, a little too controversial.
Is he?
Just when he goes to the other countries and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a couple of those videos.
Yeah. But, dude, Fortnite's killing it right now.
Are they?
Did we talk about the Power Rangers being on already?
I know we did.
Okay.
I don't know if it was on the podcast, though.
Well, we'll do a little recap. Like, yeah. they did all the Power Rangers as part of the fucking Battle Pass. Like,
how far did they go green, white, and all them too?
Yeah, so they're like the original, K cast for the Mighty Morphin and the Green and White. Like, they made the Green and White part of the Battle Pass. And then the, like, extended one is, like, you get to play as the Megazord.
Oh, yeah.
So that's super cool. But they just dropped the Gorillas.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that. Or I just seen it on something.
Yeah. And, like, I bought it.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean? You're a big Gorillas fan.
Well, that's the thing. I don't even like all the music all that much. Like, I love a handful of songs. But it was just, like, this is cool enough that it was like, this deserves my money.
Yeah. Well, you're more into their animation kind of things.
Yeah.
Too, right?
Like, they're cool. Yeah. Like, I don't know any of their names except for the black guy, Russell. But that's just because he gets named in one of the songs I like.
Oh.
But, they put the dare emote in there. So, like, where the dude's dancing around the head. We watched the music video together.
We did?
Yeah. Say, I showed you that music video. It's like it's waking up, or like the dude's waking up from bed, and he comes out, he opens the door, and then there's just this big fucking bald head in the middle of the, you know.
I don't know.
We'll have to watch it after this then.
Yeah, you get me too high all the time. That's what happens.
My bad.
Never did no harm.
High and hazy.
Yeah.
It's there.
Is that part of the song?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's coming up.
Yeah, no, I bought all that shit. They put two of them in the music pass, so I got to do it. Like, I was super pumped because, like, sometimes they just throw bullshit songs in the music pass and stuff, and one of them was STP's Interstate Love Song. So I was like, fuck yeah, I want this.
I knew that one.
Yeah.
But that is, so for their Rock Band thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they have the, what do they call it, the festival stage. Yeah. So, like, the music gets a pass. Like, the last one, I think, was, I forget who the fuck it was. Like, Bruno Mars was on there one time, Billie Eilish. Like, they got a bunch of different people cycling in and out. But, like, I like that they're kind of going obscure with it, because they did Hatsune Miku, which I know you don't know who the fuck that is.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, now doing the Gorillas, it's like, all right, you're branching out over different genres, and like, I can get behind it.
Yeah, they're kind of staying where Harmonix was, because they would do that too. They would do Gorillas. Stone Temple Pilots was one of the songs on the original.
Oh, Vaseline.
Yeah. I think Interstate Love Song was on there too, though.
Oh, I mean, I'm all for it. I love some good old STP.
Yeah, does your, so all the stuff you have from Rock Band, does that transfer or not?
I don't think so.
So they're going to have their own. Yeah. So even ones that you already had, they can redo it and charge you again for it. That
like sucks. They did a bunch of American Idiot, like the album.
That, but you had to have that game,
right? I'm Green just Day saying,
like, at least that makes, you know what I mean. So I can have other people who didn't have the game get some of the songs off.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. Like, it's cool, but you can't even sing. Like, I tried the vocals the other day, and it is just hitting the buttons, just like, but you're hitting it when the voice would come in and out.
Oh, you can't even use a microphone for it? Or, oh, that sucks. That really,
because I figured, like, all right, I'll sing into my controller or whatever.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Like your headset or whatever.
And it was just like, nope, hit the buttons. Like, oh, all right. But I did see today Rock Band, or not Rock Band, Guitar Hero might be coming out with a new game.
I heard that too.
And, like, I'm here for it.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Are they doing...
As long as they don't do live again. Live was the biggest crock of shit.
Oh, the six-button thing, right?
Yeah.
So...
And, like, I get you want to make the game more challenging, but, like, give me a classic mode.
Yeah.
Like, give me so that, like, you only really have the, you know, rolling notes, fuck the hammer notes, give me the, like, you know, the extendo notes, let me use the whammy bar, let me play, like, it's the 80s version.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind the... hammer on, just like, because you don't really have to use them, but it sucks if you're still hitting the button, then you hammer it on, then you strum, and it just gives you an extra thing or whatever. But
make games easier for me to play.
But like, that game's kind of a, like, I get wanting to do the challenge, like making it a little harder, but it is more of a party kind of game, at least for me.
I mean, and that's the thing, like, everybody wants to be cool at the party. Like, if you're playing expert, I want to play expert,
right?
And it's like, oh, you can actually play this game. My hands are fat.
Look at my hands on my podcast.
But, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't understand why they ever stopped making games.
It did get, like, a lot, because then it was like, why are you coming out with a new game if you could just come out with more download content?
Right, but here's my thing. Like, give me a pack. Like, all right, new game, $60. Or I can drop $60 on songs. Let me curate my own packs and buy it for a price. You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't want to individually buy three songs, but like, if you let me put a playlist together and then you're like, all right, time to check out, here it is, $65.95, but it's like 180 songs.
Yeah. And couldn't they update the game?
They could. I mean, there's so many easy ways to go about it. Like, even the way that we play, like, where it's the download and plug-in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't we just do that? And it's like, here, come to our database. It's already made. So if you want the song, or, like, you can even put the request for the song in, we'll just have AI synthesize it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what that website does. The only thing is they can't, with not having the rights to the song is
right.
really where it gets complicated.
Yeah, I don't know. If we can do it for karaoke night, why can't we just, like, it's not like I'm trying to make money off of it.
Right. That is true.
Because, like, you can look anything up on YouTube and have the karaoke version in fucking 10 seconds.
Right.
Even the good old Booty Man.
Yeah, and they're making money off of that. Yeah, I didn't even think about it like that. And then people just put on there, I don't own the rights to this song. This is not my song.
Right.
And it's like, all right, fine.
I just, I hope everybody makes songs better than old Bread Burst.
He's still going at it. I wish there might be some kind of AI thing by now to figure out, like, if you had that program to be able to just say, oh, I want this song, break it down.
As long as AI is not trying to decipher the song for the captions. Because, you know, like, you ever watch those videos where it's like the AI at the bottom, like the closed captioning?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, and I shot him in the head. And like, Ted wants me dead. And like, what?
Right, it
sounds close enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with that, at least if you could put, it just needs to where you're saying the part, like Bread Burst, you know what I mean? When you're doing it, it's just like, here's the lyrics, I didn't even try. It looks like you didn't even try.
Right, like, just let me hold the note out a little bit, you know what I mean?
Just when a note comes in and when it goes out, that's all you got to do for that bar.
Right, and that's the thing, like, you can have it as the talkies the whole time. I won't be mad, but, like, it at least gives me some kind of a, okay, it's like if you went to karaoke night and they just gave you a sheet.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I hope you know exactly how the song goes, because I sure don't.
Right. Yeah.
But see, that's where it's weird. Like, I don't do a lot of karaoke nights. I've been to a couple of them. Like, I've never actually been up to do one.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the songs that people revere as, like, these are the best karaoke songs, I don't understand.
Like, what are they?
Like, a big one is that Midnight Train to Georgia.
What's that one?
I don't really know how it goes, but it's just like every time you're in the karaoke space, somebody's singing it.
Really?
And then there's,
I probably know it. I was thinking Midnight Rambler when you first said it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know they did it on House one time as like a kind of jokey thing where it was the main dude, old Omar Epps, and the Australian guy.
Oh.
And they were singing together. Like, that was cool. But it's just kind of like, yeah, it's a cool song, but, like, I'd never listen to that song outside of a karaoke night.
Yeah.
They love Dio songs, for sure.
Holy Diver?
And what is it, Rainbow in the Dark?
Yeah.
Like, every time you go, you hear those. Blister in the Sun, always gonna hear.
Is that it?
No, I mean, there's, it's just...
I know, like, Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah.
That seems like it's up there.
What's Up? Four Non-Blondes,
yeah.
That's always a good one. And, like, I want to go sing that one, but it's kind of like How Men Suck, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like the song. It's just, I don't know.
You guys want to hear me sing a song about women power? Let me show you how a man does it. Well, I just feel like it's so easy to hit those, you know, hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, if you really get into it, like, you could sound like you know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
But I feel like Eminem always makes an appearance too.
Probably. And it's always like the real popular one that, like, what's the one shot, whatever?
Yeah. God, Lose Yourself. There you go.
But, it's not like my favorite just because, not, I don't know.
Like, it's a decent enough song, but, like, I don't want to hear you sing it.
Yeah.
I barely know the words. And then it's always the guy that gets up there and, like, arm spaghetti. Like,
yeah.
Like, I know this song inside and out. Like, all right, go ahead and sing it.
Yo.
Vomit on a sweater. You know?
If you had one shot.
I'm blowing.
That wouldn't be my go-to.
No.
I did a good riddance. What's the Superman song.
Kryptonite?
Yeah, Kryptonite.
Yeah. Yeah, like, there's plenty I'd get into.
Yeah.
Like, give me some good old car radio.
Right,
I can't help but rock it.
It's just, then what are you going to do, that whole... Then you're just standing up there?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, I would turn that into more of a game. I'd need two beers on the side and be like, how much can I chug before they start singing again?
Yeah. That was another thing in, I think it was Rock Band 4. They would put the timer on there.
Okay.
Which was, you know what I mean? Like, from the time you stop to the time you start singing again, I'd be like, oh, you got 13 seconds.
They do that with the Fortnite stuff, though.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, because, like, they'll give you, like, they're more than gracious with it. Like, it could be a whole 5 seconds before you get back in there, but they'll give you a timer on when your dude can just emote while everything else is going on.
Oh, okay.
But, of course, like, all the dumb shit I have takes longer than that to, like, really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're all dances and shit. But I was doing, what is it, Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake. It's like, you have 5 seconds, hit the emote button, and he just starts to do it. Like, all right, back to singing. Like, all right.
See, that's another thing, because that song was in the thing, too. So they're just making the money off of the songs that were already made.
They're making more money.
I guess if they already bought everything, right? They bought out Harmonix or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so but like they're super diverse about it. Give me some good old Creepy Nuts.
What is Creepy Nuts?
It's a band.
Oh,
it's like two. They do anime intros.
Oh, okay.
But they were like really big from a series called MASH, which was like One Punch Man meets Harry Potter.
Oh, I thought MASH was like the old.
No, the guy's name is Mashley, I think.
Oh.
But essentially, he's in a Harry Potter world where you're supposed to die if you don't have magic. He doesn't have magic, but he's like ridiculously strong. So, like, his version of flying is he gets on the broom, but he can kick his legs so fast that, like, he can keep himself in the air. Just stupid shit like that. Like, it's overall campy, but some of the fight scenes are super cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I can pronounce the name of it, but it's like a brim pum pum or something like that.
Rum pum pum pum.
Kind of close.
Drummer boy.
But then they did the theme song to another anime, Don to Don. But like they were both ones you could have picked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They do a lot of the like anime stuff on that website too.
Yeah, people love it, man.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure there is just about as big of a Rolodex for like DDR songs.
Yeah. That's true too. But they seem more like the songs to do that for.
Yeah.
As opposed to me wanting to drum some
Although,
of these.
You know what? I will give it to good old DDR. They introduced me to Bowie's Let's Dance, and that's a top tier song, easily.
I heard that from DJ Hero. Did you play DJ Hero when
Bits and pieces of it. I was terrible at it.
Oh.
But yeah, well, my grandmother used to clearance shop, we'll say, and then she'd go out to a yard sale, like where you're supposed to sell your old shit, and she'd just be like, I bought all this shit on clearance, you want to buy it for almost the same price? You know what I mean? And she bought a shit ton of Wii ones, like I think they were down to like $10 a pop.
Oh yeah.
And she probably had like 7 of them, and we were like, all right, let me buy one from you. And she's just like, okay, but it's $10. Like, oh god damn it. But
thanks, grandma.
Yeah, but it was like one of those fun ones. Like, I couldn't, it's too much for me.
Yeah. Like, I was decent at it. Like, I'd never, like, I think I played through on hard and tried to get through expert, but I couldn't. But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was something different where you could listen to different songs and whatever.
Yeah, because they had, what, Satisfaction and that other Gorilla song together.
Satisfaction Rolling Stones or?
No.
Gorilla Satisfaction?
No. It's the, like, the electronic song. I can't think of the name of the band.
Oh.
It was like, push me, and then just touch me.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I know what that... Yeah, it sounds like, what's his name?
Yeah, a good old robot voice from some 21 Pilots. But, yeah, that one, and... God, what the fuck is the name of the other one? It's the fucking most popular one. Feel Good Inc. There we go.
Yeah,
I couldn't... For the life of me.
Well, you did it, though.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, that one was fun. But I don't know, that kind of, all those games kind of, like, once you had to get too much shit, you know right. what I mean? Like, Rock Band was like, oh, here's drums, here's microphones, here's guitars, yeah. and it's like, I already had this with Guitar Hero.
I'm never going to financially recover from this.
Right, and then it's like, here's DJ Hero, you can get a table, too. I never actually got the table, I just put the little...
Oh, yeah, I would just sit that fucker in my yeah. lap.
And even with Rock Band 3, they were like, here's keys. And yeah. Rock Band 4, like, we're not doing the keys anymore.
The keys were hard, though.
They really were. I mean, I guess if you were... good at that, but then even they didn't even make it, so it was only, I don't know anything about music, but I know it was like a section, and they would just like on the screen move the whole section, be like, you're playing over here now.
Yeah,
and it's like, wait a minute, I only have this.
I don't know, it's a weird thing to say out loud, but like, ever playing the keys, I always feel like the dude from The Wedding Singer that played the keys.
I never seen The Wedding
You've
Singer.
You've never seen The Wedding Singer?
People always get mad at me for saying that, too.
Oh, man. It's a good one, though.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it. It's just, I don't know why.
That's the thing. Like, out of all of the comedy movies, even, like, in the Sandler realm,
mm-hmm.
for you to find that funny now, having never seen it, like, because nostalgia, I feel like, plays a big part in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, it's a solid movie, but, like, a lot of those, it's kind of like being able to reference it is what's funny about it versus it actually being funny.
Right, okay. So, I mean, I'll probably watch it one day.
Yeah, maybe.
I started watching, so I had Apple TV because they had a one of the baseball games on there, and I okay. had a free month. So I was like, I'll get that. Right towards the end of the month, I was like, let me see what's on Apple TV, and they had The Studio,
mm-hmm.
which is... Seth Rogen okay. show, and I couldn't get through it all because one day I went to watch it again and it just wouldn't load. And I was like, oh, maybe it's the app. Let me go to something else. It loads right up. The fourth episode, whatever I was on. But either way, it was one of them where you're watching it and he keeps fucking up.
Okay.
And it's where you're like so pissed. There's like, he wanted to go to this movie shoot.
Yeah.
And all he had to do was sit there and watch a movie. And of course he's talking through it. He's doing all this shit. He like gets in the way. And it's like, you ever get one of them where you're watching it and you just like, just fucking leave. You know what I mean? Like, stop fucking this up.
Like a Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Like something like that. Well, like his, I kind of, you don't really watch Curb, do you?
I don't.
But like, there's a lot of his stuff where me and Trish would watch it and she would always, I would always kind of agree with Larry David. There was times where I was like, no, he's wrong. But most of the time, like when he puts it in his perspective, like tells you, this is why I think like this. Yeah. Like I always go like, that makes more sense to me than, you know, like there was one episode where he did like, he was like, I don't want to do a stop and chat. You know what I mean? He seen somebody on the street. Hey, how you doing? And they stopped and he just kept walking.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, if I don't want to, why do we got a small talk? You know what I mean?
Right. Like what do I owe you? Like, yeah, right. You watch my show, but yeah, I also put the work into that show, whatever, yeah. You know?
Well, I mean, it was like part of the actual show. So
no, but I'm just saying like in the famous type deal even like in the, hey, I know you from work. Like, doesn't mean we need to have a 45-minute conversation in the center of Walmart.
Right. And be like, yeah, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah.
What's up? And that's it. I mean, unless you want to do a stop and chat, but I forget. Oh, so like those, like he's like jumping in on the, back to the studio.
Yeah.
He's like jumping in, like he's in the way, he's fucking everything up. And it's just like one of them things where everybody's telling him to leave and he's just like, oh, no, I'm going to stay. They like what I'm doing. And it's just almost like you watch it and you get anxiety from it. Like
there's a movie called Beau is Afraid,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't watched it for that particular reason.
Oh, really?
Well, the whole thing is like he's just a guy and he's just living like what's supposed to be the equivalent of PTSD in his head constantly, I believe. Like, I've only ever seen the previews for it, but it's Joaquin Phoenix. But, like, it's just him trying to cross the street and get into the store. And in his head, every fucking worst possibility is going on. Like, somebody's trying to shoot at him. Somebody just tried to rob him. He's ducking down. Like, he's moving around. And, like, they kind of do the pan out. And, like, nothing's really going on. He's just right. freaking it's out just inside all, his head.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't want my anxiety to spike because I'm over here watching you fucking freak the hell out.
Yeah.
Because airplanes, like, they say that kind of shit is easier to pick up on. And, like, you can get the mass hysteria 10 times faster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, so it would be fun to kind of run experiments like that. Like, I know you can't. But yeah. at the same time, just be like, all right, we're... Like, just grab some dude. Kevin is now your king. And, like, you just put all these people in a fucking plane up in the sky and then, like, have them land 3 days later. and like just see where they're at with it. Like, is there still a hierarchy? Did somebody murder Kevin and become the new god? You know what I mean? Like, just to see what happened would be awesome. Yeah. But
I don't know if they're killing Kevin, though. That's not good.
Well, it depends on the group of people. Because there's the thing. Like, you pick Kevin out of the crowd, but let's just say Kevin's a fuck-up. And, like, four people know that Kevin's a fuck-up. Now you're going to form a council. Now the council's going to work behind Kevin's back. To, you know what I mean? Just some stupid shit like that. It would make an awesome documentary, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially if you could do, like, 10 of them with different experiments. But I guess that would be, like, almost Fallout-esque.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready for season two of that. Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I watched the first
one. Because I heard they, did they start filming or did they wrap filming? And it's got to be wrapped because Goggins started popping up all over again.
Yeah, I know. He's everywhere now. But I seen the thing where they were okay for a third season. So they have, I would think they'd wrap by now.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's been a while since it's...
But that's your kind of girl, isn't it? Old Bug Eyes.
Oh, yeah. She's not bad. She's better than the Last of Us girl.
Oh, my God. Old Potato Head.
Did you see she wants to be Spider-Man? I don't know how true that is.
Gwen Stacy, right?
Oh, I don't know. That's the new...
That's right. You don't know shit about shit.
No. I mean, so, I knew... Oh, is that part of the actual thing? I thought it was just like the kids' version.
So... Did you see any of the Andrew Garfield one, like where Emma Stone was in it? No? Okay. So there's a whole thing. Like, they play with the stories. It's like, you know, Ultimate Spider-Man, New Spider-Man, like, whatever. They give them all the different names and shit. But original canon Spider-Man, before he meets MJ, he's with this girl, Gwen Stacy. And Gwen Stacy gets killed. But it's because Green Goblin throws her off of, like, whatever bridge is in New York. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the whole question is, was she dead before he threw her off? Or did him trying to web her save her and then snap her neck?
Oh.
Because that's what kind of opens up Spider-Man to kind of take on Venom. Because he's, like, super depressed and Venom can feed off the negative energy and, like, create that whole situation.
Oh, okay.
But now when they started doing all the multiverses and that kind of shit, there's an alternate universe to where she gets bitten by the radioactive spider and becomes Spider-Gwen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he still Spider-Man in that?
No.
Oh, he's not? He's just Peter Parker? Or
right. So, like, they open it up that, like, it's the multiverse, so, like, they cross over. She just comes out of her world to, like, join the main Spider-Man or whatever. Or, like, she does a lot with the Miles Morales Spider-Man, from what I understand. Like, I haven't dipped into a lot of that, but I just like the Venom from the Miles Morales one.
Hmm.
He gets wings. It's kind of cool. Yeah. Well, it's just like he's more of a biological monster in that sense rather than just like this is what he is. You know what I mean? Like he can kind of mutate a little bit more.
Yeah.
He looks more like a, you know you don't know villains, but Clayface. Like Clayface is an awesome example of what Venom could do. Mm. But
what is Clayface?
So Clayface is a DC villain. Like he's in the Batman world. But essentially, he's this guy that as long as he's awake, he can't stop, like, producing clay from his body, and it just becomes this big amorphous dude. But he can also control it, so, like, if he wanted to look like you, he could pull it down to look like you.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? But, like, if you shot him with water, he would start melting because he's clay or whatever. The only way to really subdue him is to put him to sleep.
Oh.
So they put him in, like, a hyperbolic chamber to keep him knocked out.
I always liked the Batman stuff better. I don't know why. Like, even you never watched the new Penguin, have you?
No.
That was really good.
Yeah. And it was good old, just, was that Colin Firth?
Yeah, yeah. Colin Farrell. Is that what?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, I thought you meant, oh, I thought you were making fun of him.
No, is there a Colin Firth?
I don't know.
Because they're all in that, like, could be European vein, I believe.
Yeah. But then he, you know, he sounded just like Tony Soprano in that.
Okay. Like, I mean, that's supposed to be what Penguin...
He was, yeah, he was a mob kind of... It was, like, all the Batman stuff is, like, dark to me. Like, I don't know, it's just, like, a different... You know what I mean? Like, Batman's parents were killed.
Right, it's not about, you know, like, everything's good and it's going to stay protected. It's about how everything's fucked up and he's going to help you.
Yeah. I don't know, I always kind of liked that. And it was more of a real kind of thing. as opposed to like, oh, I got bit by a spider, now I shoot webs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not that, like, I get it. I get why people like that stuff, but.
I mean, but then where would you rank Iron Man in that?
Because that's kind of the same thing, you mean?
Yeah. And I'm not, like, because that's the thing. Like, do you know comic book Iron Man at all?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know the Robert Downey Iron Man. Oh, so. Okay.
So they've twisted the story a little bit for RDJ Iron Man to where it's like he had or needed a pacemaker, essentially. So he creates this pacemaker. Yeah, I can fucking talk today. Jesus Christ. Creates this pacemaker out of a bunch of shit, and it eventually becomes like the supercharged thing. But like his thing in his chest is keeping him alive.
That little glowing thing. But he doesn't, that's only in the suit, right?
No, he has it on, like, in him at all times. The suit can draw power from it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, like, comic book, he was in a wheelchair. He creates the suit to walk.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where that's more of a believable thing than this guy's out here in fucking Gaza. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, he makes this Tesseract-esque thing with, you know, bare minimum shit. Like, I get it. You're trying to tell me how much of a genius he is, but make it a little bit more realistic. But, you know, I get it. Comic book shit.
Yeah. But have you ever, we were talking about the Ozzy thing. Well, Ozzy dying.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the Iron Man song. Have you ever heard about people saying there's a conspiracy with the Robert Downey Jr. going from Iron Man to, who is he? Dr. Doom or something like that?
I did hear a little bit of it, but go ahead and expand on
it. I was hoping you knew, because I just seen it, but like I don't know enough about
world. From what I'm understanding, it's a different world. You know what I mean? Like their multiverse, because like I didn't see the new Fantastic Four movie, but like the new Fantastic Four movie, the whole aesthetic, the whole idea of it doesn't fit into the MCU. So obviously it's going to be some kind of a crossover type deal. But it's going to be in that world where he was, you know, Victor Von Doom, but for some reason it didn't come across like all the other worlds did. Like originally in the whatever the numbered world that everything revolves around in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't really Tony Stark. He became Tony Stark. Like, the original Tony Stark was killed in some way, and then he ended up with that family. Like, at least that's the theory that I was seeing.
Oh, okay.
To where he could have been Doom in our world, but...
Yeah, there. But in the Ozzy song, Iron Man, like, they say he says, like, tells you the story of what's going to happen.
Oh, okay. Then I read that all wrong.
Yeah, our, after this, we can...
look at it.
Yeah, watch that conspiracy. Because I didn't know. I thought it would be. I listened to it and I was like, oh, that's cool. But not knowing nothing about it, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, they play it pretty close as far as, like, who they are as people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's just kind of like Victor Von Doom and Tony Stark are essentially the same person, but Victor Von Doom has his convictions and he's willing to kill for them.
Oh, okay. So is that. Like, was it already known that he was going to be, who is it, Dr. Doom?
Yeah, it is Dr. Doom, but, like, they just, that was a Comic-Con announcement. It's not, okay. Like, you know, in the comic book, the character Tony Stark was ever, you know, Dr. Doom in an alternate reality, at least not that I've seen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. But I don't know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, like, everybody's... thinks of Dr. Doom as the Fantastic Four, like the, was that the 2000s, like the Jessica Biel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where, like, he was growing the metal on him, essentially. Like, that's not true. He makes the suit himself.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just really fucking smart. Like, he's got his own fucking island and, like, convinces everybody. Like, it was really cool. I was reading, like, one of the comic panels or whatever, where he's got, essentially, his own version of Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hidden from the world or whatever. You can't see it from anywhere. It's super fucking secretive. And he was just using people as batteries.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
To so
make himself more powerful. Yeah. He was trying to become, like, essentially just the king of the world. You know what I mean? Or the president at one point. And, like, the only thing that stopped him was a debate with Reed Richards, which was a distraction for other people to get in and, like, figure out what's going on.
Mm.
But they did it, like, it's too 2025 where they're like, they broke in and they got all this footage and they're feeding the footage to whatever the fuck's going on. Like, yeah, that's cool. But like, you got superpowers. Why are you doing shit that I could do?
Right.
You know what
I mean? All right, friend, we are at 59. Did you want to go through your chat things?
All right.
Is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
I could pull it up. That's the thing. Like, I didn't do shit. Oh, there we go. I went on a double date over the weekend.
Damn, did you?
Yeah. I went to old Nifty Fifties. When's the last time you've ever been to one?
I'll tell you when I actually go. I've never been to a Nifty Fifty, I don't think.
It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. We didn't eat there.
What exactly is Nifty Fifties?
So it's supposed to be like a retro diner, like a Johnny Rockets type deal.
So was it? Was it like the Jackrabbit in, was it Jackrabbit in Pulp Fiction? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't. I've tried to watch Pulp Fiction so many times. I've seen bits and pieces, but I just get too fucked up and I pass out every time. You know?
Came out in the 90s.
I know. I remember old Uma Thurman dancing on the dance floor.
Right,
you
with
know
John Travolta.
I mean? Yeah. Like, I've seen the scene where the two of them break in and, like, they got the laptop and shit. But, like, outside of that, it's like, I tried. Like, I had to listen to an interview to remember that Bruce Willis was in the fucking movie at all. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, so, a lot of chrome, you know what I mean? Like, the old school Burger Boy hat or whatever. You know, a lot of red, white, and stripes. But they have a little arcade off the side and mini golf outside. Dude, I keep trying to burp.
You got that zero
yeah.
Monster Boy.
Got me all carbonated. Hold on. All carbonated. But they had mini golf outside. So, you know, me and my girl, my buddy, his girl, you know, just hanging out, whatever. And we get behind a guy and his son, and then in front of them is a family. And like, it was only $8 a piece, but I didn't expect the family to go so fucking slow.
How many people was it?
It was a grandma and grandpa, and then two daughters.
Like, how old?
Like, nothing you would have been like, oh, let's go help grandpa up the stairs. Like, I would say, you know, he could have been early 50s.
Okay. But yeah. I mean, like, the kids, that were they like little kids or were they?
They were like, you know, I wouldn't say older than 10, but definitely older than 5.
Right. Yeah. When you go, you probably haven't done it, but with little kids, mini golf is rough.
Well, I mean, how I've always played is you have your order. Everybody takes their first shot. Whoever's closest to the hole goes next.
See, in golf, it's the opposite.
Okay.
So everybody goes, and then whoever's the farthest goes. That's okay. How I always did it. Like, I guess it does make more sense to do the closest, because especially putting, you don't want to have somebody's ball in front, and then you're trying to putt.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess that makes more sense. I don't know what the actual
rules are. But, like, I'm not the best at it anyway. Yeah. But, like, it would be, all right, grandpa takes his whole turn.
Oh.
Now little Susie's taking her whole turn. Like, it took so long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then, like, we're just, you know, dicking around, whatever, playing. And the guy and his son in front of us, all of a sudden, this other dude pops up.
Oh, yeah.
And just like, okay, did you pay to be here? You know what I mean? Because, like, it wasn't super security. I think there was, like, a fucking 16-year-old behind the counter. And he was like, yeah, $8, please.
Yeah.
And, like, all the clubs and the balls were outside. So, like, if you just kind of pushed your way out there and you were just like, I paid, you probably wouldn't have said anything.
And it's $8, so who
cares? But, you know, dude just shows up. He starts playing with them. Disappears. Reappears at some point. Like, it was just a wild thing to watch. Like, it was definitely some kind of drug transaction going down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's just kind of like, what? Why even try to play the mini golf? Like, just show up, do your thing, and get the fuck out of there. Yeah. Meet the guy over by the fence real quick. Like, we're outside. Like,
what kind of drugs are you getting? You can go to dispensaries and stuff like, now.
So much shit. But, yeah, it was wild. I got my ass kicked. My girl beat all of us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, I wasn't even close.
No.
I think I was in third. Like, the first one, like, what's supposed to be the easiest one, it was, like, 5 strokes. Like, goddamn.
Do you give a thing where you're like, all right, you can't go over 5, or?
We usually follow whatever the rules of the place are. Oh, so, okay. Like, for that place in particular, it was nothing over 6.
Oh, okay.
We've been to a couple in Virginia where, like, they'll go up to 7. But like at that point, like some of them are just ridiculously hard. Other ones are just like in, you know? I want to go to one of those wild ones where it's just like everything is a crazy
thing. Like a Happy Gilmore kind of one?
Right.
Where it's the clown or whatever.
Exactly. Give me a windmill going on. Like that kind of shit I love. But, you know, the amount of places that don't do it, and with as little mini golf as we have around here, like we went to Monster Mini Golf. They just put that up in Turnersville. And like, it's cool. There's a lot of shit going on, but a lot of it is just like, shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's not really anything stopping you. It's an S shape, so you got to shoot it around. Like, okay.
Yeah. What about, like, down at the beach? Like, I know they have some.
And that's the thing. Like, some of them are cool. Like, I like the ones where it's like you kind of have to hit it on the slope and it does, like, the loop around.
Yeah.
But, like, the best by far is when we go to Florida. Like, they have weird spiral things that, like, it'll pick up the ball and send it down a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I will give Monster Mini Golf, like, they give you more, like, they do a lot of airflow stuff. So it's like, all right, the hole's here, but there's a vent right here, and it's pushing hard enough. So, like, if you didn't hit the ball in there or, like, you tried to tap it in, it's going to go.
It'll shoot it out or whatever. That's cool.
But, yeah. And then after our old double date, we went to Carrabba's across the street, and it's just so fucking expensive. Like, I used to work there. I remember when it was like, all right, you want the just basic ass chicken, like grilled chicken, it was like $14. Now the basic ass grilled chicken is $23.
God damn.
Like it used to be $23 for the chicken trio, which is like a chicken marsala, a lemon butter with mushrooms, and then like a crazy one where it's got pimento cheese and like basil and God, what is it, heirloom tomatoes or some stupid shit like that. And like I used to get that all the time. And then now it's like $32.
Jesus.
But they did have the take a meal home for $10. That was cool.
They had that at, we went to Olive Garden, which everything now, like every time I go out, like if you go to Applebee's or whatever, it just seems like it was just a microwave kind of crappy.
Olive Garden used to be good.
Yeah. And it just seems like it's fast food, but where I can get alcohol.
Dude, it is fast food because, now this was a while ago, but like when, my stepsister got married.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just bought all the stuff from Olive Garden, like catering wise, and just did it amongst themselves. Like I think there was all of, you know, maybe 20 people there, like small little deal. Like it was cool. They gave a bunch of breadsticks and shit, but like literally everything they had in there looks like it just came out of a bag.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So that means everything in the restaurant just came out of a bag. You just put some green shit on the top of it.
Yeah. What about like, because they're always, oh, watch out, the plate's really hot. It's like, did you cook it on the plate in the microwave or something? Like, why is my plate so hot?
Right. Well, it's either that or they left it under the heat lamp. It's like, this is me letting you know I was supposed to bring your food out 5 minutes ago.
Or you're sitting with a party of 7 and yours was done first, so we waited.
What's that? You got the medium rare steak? It's well done now.
Yeah,
but
it might be cooked a little more than you wanted.
Dave and Buster's is the worst for microwaving food, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we went for her birthday how many ever years in a row, and every time it's just like, all right, me, you, and 2 other people are all getting the same thing, but we want it customized a little differently. Dude, they couldn't figure it out for the life of them.
Did they do it right and just not hand out to the right people?
No, it was like they picked one and they went with it.
Oh.
So like for me, it was the buffalo burger. So it's like they put chicken tenders on the top, they're buffalo, and it's got blue cheese, and then it's like celery chunks. So like, all right, I want my burger, no celery chunks, lettuce, or tomato. And then it's like, all right, you want the celery chunks, but you don't want the blue cheese. And the next person, like, I just don't want the lettuce or tomato. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, it's a pain in the ass, but I'm paying for the fucking food.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then they would all come out and it'd just be like, here's the burgers, no cheese.
Like, and it's like, we all got cheese. And it's like, all right.
But that's the thing. Instead of just bringing us out cheese, they're like, all right, let me take them all back.
Yeah.
And then bring them back out again. It's like, no, this is wrong, too. Like, but we put extra sauce on it. Like, yeah, but where's the cheese? You know what I mean? Like, take them all back, bring them out again. And, like, it got to the point to where, like, they finally got it right. And then I go to, like, touch my burger, and my burger's ice cold. I'm just like, oh, come on, dude. Hand the burger back to him. Comes back out with it. It's steaming. Like, visibly steaming. And I picked it up. And, like, I don't know if you can smell it, but I can smell when meat's been microwaved.
Yeah.
And, like, it's got that very distinct smell. I'm like, dude, you microwaved this. He's mm-hmm. like, no, we didn't. This is fresh. I was like, squeeze the bun. Like, this is spongy. This isn't fresh. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the manager comes out, comps the whole fucking meal for free.
Yeah. It's like, how many times did they come back out? 14?
Yeah.
And at the end, you got a microwave burger?
Well, that's where it was awesome, because, like, we were still younger at that point. Like, we were old enough to drink, but we had a couple of people in the party that weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the years that we went, and they were just like, here, take these drinks, take these drinks. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know? And then they're just like, we're going to ask you to pay for the alcohol you ordered, but here's this extra free alcohol. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Double dates are cool. Like, it's fun to have shit to do.
Yeah.
But shit's expensive, man.
They're doing, it's trivia nights at Engine House again.
Oh?
It's Thursday night, so.
I mean,
I know you depending gotta work
on what time they get done. Because I've been thinking about going for music bingo.
Back at the hotel thing?
Yeah.
I think it was around 7, which is hard because Bradley he's back into soccer practice.
Okay.
Now. So he gets done 6:30 to bring him home. We could make it, but.
Well, that's where, like, we do the podcast on Wednesdays.
Right.
So it's tough because that's when the music bingo is. But if I remember correctly, I think it's 7 to 9. So, like, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Like, if we pick a day and go.
Yeah, I mean, it could be our day that we always sit out the one Wednesday. Yeah,
like, I wanted to go tonight, honestly. Like, not for the music bingo, but they put up a burger of the day, and it was, like, a black and blue burger. Instead of, like, I do barbecue with that, where it's, like, the blue cheese crumbles, the bacon, barbecue salt, you know, whatever. They did it with sriracha on the top, though. Like, that does sound good.
Yeah. I'm not a big, I don't know, the blue cheese crumbles, man.
I mean,
they're not my friend.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, I couldn't just eat it out of a container.
Yeah.
But, like, mixed with stuff, like, just the soury blandness of it.
Yeah.
I love it. You know
what I mean? Or, like, the chunky blue cheese to dip in. I can't do
it. Oh, dude. It sucks because I hate seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, not so much the chunks, but, like, if I go to, you know, the whatever store and I pick up the thing of blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the packs, like, it freaks me out that there's blue cheese in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this wasn't refrigerated. What the fuck is in it? And then, like, the squeeze bottle, it's like, all right, it's chunky. You know what I mean? But it's like, you go to the restaurant, and they get the big gallon jugs of the shit.
Right, yeah.
But, like, I trust that more to be blue cheese and, like, oh, yeah, we're going to eat these chunks versus the other shit, but it's all from the same fucking factory. Yeah. It's just, like, this is what's stuck in my head. Because I'm the kind of guy, like, I love ranch.
Mm-hmm.
I hate any home ranch.
Like a house ranch?
Well, I mean, like, at my house. Like, I wouldn't do Wishbone.
No,
I wouldn't
Kraft or nothing like that?
I started fucking with the Olive Garden ranch. Because like a Parmesan ranch. So, like, there's more of a garlic to it. And I feel like it kicks the preservative taste kind of to the side. But, like, Hidden Valley, none of it. Like, I won't get ranch at Burger King because it's Hidden Valley.
Oh, really? So, because I know you like dipping pizza in ranch, right?
Yeah.
Where do you get your... Do you make your own?
No.
Oh.
That's the thing. It's just kind of like, I'll get it out.
Oh, or like if we got Domino's, you would get ranch packets.
I wouldn't get it from there either.
Oh.
I don't like... I'm super weird about it. Like, it's got to be in the gallon container. Or like, just put it in a 2-ounce souffle cup and trick my mind somehow. It's just going to taste better.
Oh, okay. So like if you got a pizza thing and give me a thing, they'll give you that little thing on the side from their big gallon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Like pizza shops.
Right.
Not Domino's. That's like a fair. Well, it's all.
But see, like it's just so happens like Domino's, I'm always going to get the buffalo sauce.
Yeah. Oh, I just went with Domino's because that's what we had the last time.
But that's the thing. It's just kind of like I don't want your ranch. I want, you know, mystery ranch.
Yeah. Yes, that's. Yeah.
But, like, I know that's just a weird thing, and it's probably all in my head, but, like, I remember for one of my birthdays, I had this teacher that took me back and forth to school, and she's like, I know you love ranch, and she got me, like, the From BJ's or Sam's Club industrial thing of, like, 2 Hidden Valley ranches, and, like, I'm thankful for this gift, but somebody else is going to use it, because it's not going to fucking be me.
Did you tell him that?
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
No.
I'd be like, thank you so much, I do love ranch.
Well, I got that and the industrial size A1. So, like, I'll drink that shit.
I'll drink to that.
Right?
Yeah, A1 is delicious. I try not to use anything now. If we get, like, good steak, if you get an Acme steak or something, I'm putting some A1 on there.
Oh, I would never cook steak at home. Like, I've tried cooking steak at home. I have a culinary degree. Like, I know how to cook a steak. I've refused to cook steak at home.
Do you get, like...
I don't even have a good grill. Like, no. I feel like it's got to be grilled. And then like, all right, if I'm not going to grill it and I'm going to pan fry it, we have ceramic pans at home.
Yeah.
And it's like...
You want a cast iron.
Gray. Right? You know what I mean? Like, you're never going to get the crust on it the way you want. It's never going to taste the way you want. And it's just kind of like, I'm cooking on an electric stove on top of it. Like, for me to be out electric. Somewhere, it's just like, I need to see the flame.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I got all kinds of weird trauma from that birthday popping up in my head now.
What birthday? Oh, the one where...
Yeah. Well, like, all right, so this is how fucked up I am. I've held on to this all these years. I have a cousin, and it's one of the few rare cases where the father got custody.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like my, it's a weird setup. Like, I have a great aunt. It's her daughter. We're technically cousins, I guess, like, in a sense or whatever. I don't fucking know how any of that works because, like, she's not my aunt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, just worst of the worst, kind of, you know what I mean? But it was her son at my birthday party, and he opened up my fucking toys.
Really?
Yeah.
All of them?
The ones I wanted.
Like, you mean, like, open the presents or open them out of the box?
Like, I opened the presents, and, like, as I'm opening a new one, he's came up from behind. Now. Yeah.
That does suck.
And, like, that's... I think that was one of the years where, like, the Transformer toys came back out and, like, it was a huge thing, but, like, they were fucking, oh, we've got new technology for toys, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah.
Because it was Optimus Prime. I remember this specifically. And I was like, Optimus Prime is a truck. Where's the rest of the, like, they swore up and down there was never a trailer to it. But I could have swore remember seeing, like, all right, what's this gray thing behind him? You know what I mean? Like, one of those deals. And it's just like, oh, no. But this is the same cousin that, when he was at my house, and, like, I'm in a trailer. Like, there's not a lot of shit going on. Stole my fucking bathroom sand timer for brushing my teeth.
Like, he was just, like, a compulsive stealer or something?
Yeah, like, just right in his pocket. Like, he fell before he left, and it popped out of his pocket. And, like, what the fuck are you doing with that?
Yeah, like, it was just like, it's there, I can steal it.
Yeah.
And I'll take it. There was this kid when I was younger. He used to walk home, like, from school with me and my brother, and then he would, like, go off. And then one day, my dad was like, oh, we're going to the baseball fields. We're hitting some balls or whatever. I'm like, all right, go out in my shed. And where the fuck is my bat at? I was like, it was just out here.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the kid. I was like, yeah, did you take my bat by accident? He was like, no. I was like, all right. I hung up and went back out. And, like, this is landline. I can't text. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm looking for it. I was like, I don't know. My dad's like, call him back. So I go and I was like, did you take my bat? I can't find it. Like, you were out there. I don't know what. He was like, oh, yeah, I just found it.
Right.
I was like, just found it. I was like, so you knew you like, took it. So when, like, I forget if he brought it back or we went over to his house and picked it up. And I told my dad, I was like, just don't say anything. And, like, I knew he took it.
Right.
But I was like, all right, whatever.
I'm just going to slowly distance myself from you. Yeah. I'm not going to make as big of a deal as I want to about this because we both have to survive socially after this.
Right. And not that I didn't distance because he came over again. Like, he walked home with us again. And, like, as he would walk through my backyard and then, like, go there where we had an alleyway back there, and he walked through the alleyway. He grabbed the neighbor's broom and just started running. And I opened the door. I was like, yo. And he was like, what? I was like, what are you doing?
Right. Stop causing problems.
Yeah. It's like he just took the broom because it was there.
Yep. I could never.
And, like, I just kept, and then he grabbed something else, I remember, and I yelled at him again. I was like, what are you doing? And I sat outside. I was like, go home. I had to watch him walk home without taking anything.
Well, that's where I love those bait videos. Have you seen any of those?
Where they, like, tie the bike up or whatever?
Right, or it'll be like, here's the backpack, or like, oh, like, I got to use the bathroom. Can you watch my purse? Yeah. And, like, it's set up specifically for them to go through it, and, like, they get shot with an ink cartridge.
Yeah.
Or I like the bike ones where it's, like, the seat goes down and there's that pole in there. Like, that's just desserts right there. Right.
The one where you're watching the bag, it's almost, like, I don't know what the word would be, but, like, you kind of know somebody, like,
oh yeah,
if it's a stranger, you're already asking a stranger, so you're already
right, you're setting yourself up.
Yeah,
but like, it's the backpack on the side of the thing where they just like, they don't even bother looking in it, they just kind of strap it on, and then the guy starts running behind them, but it's tied to a string, and yeah, they usually like
that
back.
That's different. Yeah, that, yeah, I don't mind. Or the, like the bike leaning against the but that, you're almost asking for it too. But
that at the same time is like, it's not your shit, why are you touching it?
Right. Yeah, I get that. I mean, I'm sitting right there in the middle.
Yeah, like, well, that's where it's like, we had that problem a lot in the trailer park. Like, you never left your bike out on the front or whatever, and they always took it.
Yeah.
Well, they took my stepbrother's bike the one time, and my stepdad had to track him down, and he comes home with like a... This was before it was really a thing. It never really took off, but it was an MP4 player.
Oh.
Yeah, he came home with that and a couple other things, and the bike.
Wait, how...
Oh, he knew who took him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he had all, like, was it your guy's stuff or just other people's stuff that they took?
It was just, like, he was like, you're giving me the bike back, and I want that. I don't want that. You know what I mean? Like, one of those things, like, you think it's okay to take from me, let's see how you like it.
I don't know, like, if, like, Jaden or Bradley told me, like, hey, this guy stole my bike. Like, I don't know, especially now.
It's right, like, it's so muddied for everything.
Like, well, it's his stuff. I should be able to go over there and get it, but I'm sure somebody record a video and be like...
And at that point, I think I'm just snapping a phone.
Right, yeah. You're not going to record me getting my son's shit back.
Right.
And then making me, like, I was the asshole.
Right. Like, you stole my shit first.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so tired of, like, everything being a social media thing.
Yeah.
Like, I love it when those people get on there and they're just like... My son got his hair cut by this person, and they didn't do it for free. Like, you know, ring them out, everybody. And just kind of like, I'm never going here. That haircut looks terrible. Like, nobody fucking asked you.
Everybody's gotten terrible haircuts. You know what I mean? It's just like part of the thing.
Shave it bald, grow it out again. Yeah. Like, it is what it is. Like, I understand it's harder for girls or whatever, but like, you pay so much and like, you're not selective about it.
Yeah.
Because like, here's my thing. I'm real simple. I go to Great Clips. You know, what is it? Like $20 for a haircut now. You know, it used to be 10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's not including the tip. But then you see like the women's, it's like you want a style, $70.
It's a style, shampoo, probably get some color in there. A blowout, like, whatever that is.
I totally get it. But like then you have these other shops. Like I remember me and my buddy were walking around the Morristown Mall, the Plymouth Meeting Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wanted to get his hair dyed, you know, like what's something quick and easy. And like we went up to this one. It was like a, I wouldn't say higher end, but like they were just the next step up from a Great Clips type deal, like self-owned kind of deal. And it was like, hey, how much to get my hair dyed? And they were just like, all right, well, base layer will be $250 and then you'll have to come back. That'll be like another $300. And we make sure that you add at least a 20% gratuity on every trip. And we're just like, we're cool. We'll do it out of a fucking box.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Because I know usually you have to kind of do a, like almost like a blonde.
Yeah.
Before you put your color in or whatever.
Well, let me put it to you this way. How much would you pay to have your hair whatever color you wanted it to be? Like what's the max amount you'd do?
Max? I mean, $50 maybe.
Okay. So, like, I did it. I went to a different mall. I think it was the Hamilton Mall or something like that. And, like, I wanted my hair gray. And, like, the lady was trying. But we talked about this on the old podcast. She was trying so hard that she burnt the shit out of my sideburns. And it scarred, like, on the side of my face. Like, I had scabs and shit.
God damn.
But I spent $60 on that. And then it was, like, a $10 tip. Because, like... How can I be the guy to be like, you just don't get a tip?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm mad that the side of my face is scarred up and, like, my hair was, I wouldn't even say it was gray. It was like a weird silvery, you know what I mean? Like, I had a different vision in mind. Like, I showed her a picture of what I wanted. She did what she could with it, but it was just like, you didn't have to do my sideburns. You could have just cut them off. But I don't know. Like, just the people that spend, you know, like, oh, I just spent $120 on my hair.
Yeah.
And then, like, the girls that wear wigs on top of it.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with wearing a wig or whatever, but it's just like, yeah, this is my $300 wig, but I got my $500 wig. Like,
my going out wig.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to take care of that shit like it's your own hair.
Yeah.
Like, I just grow my own hair out.
Mm-hmm. It's so much better that way.
Yeah.
We were, you just mentioned tips. Like, where are you at with, like, at the dispensary?
So here's my thing. This is the way I go about it. If I get extra spare change, whatever, you help me out, like, here, take it. I'm not going to do anything with it anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I ask you for a suggestion for something and you help me out and you really guide me and, like, you caused me to buy something. So, like, the RSO.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I asked the dude. I told him what I'm doing. He gave me a suggestion. You know what I mean? Like, I left him a buck or two.
Right. If he earns his tip card. Right. Yeah.
But, like, if I'm like, hey, I got this online order to pick up. You know what I mean? How am I going to give you 10? Like, I bagged it. Like, okay, but you're also getting paid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not working for a waitress salary at two something. You know what I mean? And you have to do all the work and shit on top of that. Like, if you introduce me into something, or if you're just like, look, I can save you $15 right here. Like, I'll throw a couple bucks your way.
Right, yeah.
Like, even today. So they had that one thing on the website where it was like a 2-pack for $5 and it was 100 milligrams. Pick it, go to the checkout counter, and like the girl's like, look, it's not 100, it's 10. It's a misprint on it, whatever. Like, I appreciate you saving me that, but that doesn't mean that $5 goes in your pocket.
Right, yeah. I agree with that too. But it's just like weird because they're like, you go to cash out. They really didn't do much. I mean, not even just dispensary, like other places. And it's like tip. It's like, why are you asking me about a tip?
Right. And that's my whole thing. It's like, I go to a food truck. You want a tip. Like, but for like, I'm ordering overpriced food.
Right. It'd be like tipping your fast food restaurant.
Right. Like not I'm not going to get a tip at McDonald's.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'm surprised that hasn't come up yet.
I mean, well, I think we talked about it already, but it came up at the airport for Chick-fil-A. Last time I went, and it was just like, do you want to add a tip? Like, for fucking what?
Right. And then, like, I kind of feel bad because they're like, oh, you want a tip? And then I'm like, no. Yeah. And then it's like, they're looking at me like, but you didn't do anything.
Right. Well, that's where it's like, so in the restaurant world, for all of the culinary stuff that I did, it was always back of the house. And it's like, I'm the one doing the hard work. I'm the one making the food. I'm the one, like, yeah, you're giving them part of the experience, but what they're really here for is what I'm doing.
Right. But does that, so do the tips go towards?
Never.
Oh, no?
Never.
That's only for the
waiter staff and like the busboys. And dang. Like sometimes they cut in the bartender. Like it all depends on what restaurant and how the setup is. But none of that money ever comes to a cook because the cook gets paid a better wage.
Yeah.
Because like I'm making $10 an hour on the line. You're making $2 an hour. Like I get it. But at the end of the day, when they wanted the medium rare steak and it's perfectly pink in the middle and the sauce hits just right, you're getting paid for what I just did.
Right. And you're thanking the wait staff. You're like, oh my God, it was so good. And you're like, you're just back there not getting nothing.
Right.
That is true.
But that's where it's like, all right, let me work the omelet station to where like I'm just cooking right in front of you. That tip's coming to me.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but there's not a lot of those opportunities out there.
Mm-mm. Last omelet station I seen was when we were in Jamaica at the resort. Yeah. That was great. They had all the stuff that I want, that, and whip it up real quick.
And see, that's the thing. Like, just seeing all that shit out there and be like, all right, that's from a bag. You prepped that last night. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, I struggle at buffets.
Yeah. I get, like, and especially working in restaurants and stuff, you probably know.
It makes it really sad.
Yeah, because I knew a dude who worked at a fast food place, and he was like, never get anything with mayonnaise. He was like, they open the mayonnaise, they leave it out, and it gets like a yellow
and I was crust like, on the top.
And it's messing me up with mayonnaise. Like, I only put mayonnaise on stuff I make, because now anywhere I go, if it has mayonnaise, I'm like weirded out by it.
Oh, man, I made myself so sad. So, like, mayonnaise is something you can make an aioli out of putting whatever into mayonnaise, and it is what it is. So I took the Red Robin seasoning. And I put it in there. I only had 3 packs, though. And it was like a little $5 jar. It wasn't enough. So I was like, it turned brown. Like, okay, like a cumin type deal. Like, all right, go to spread it on this burger. I bite into it. It's just like raw mayonnaise. Like, son of a bitch.
No.
I need to get one of those super tubs.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. We did it.
Yeah, we did it, friend. It's not dark out yet, but we started a little earlier this time. I actually had stuff prepared.
Yeah, we were ready to go. Yeah, so we almost called it at 59 minutes.
Well, I just wanted to see if there was anything else you wanted to get
into.
Yeah,
no, I mean, like, I got a couple things on ChatGPT if you wanted to go over it. But, like, intern at law firm allegedly bit 5 coworkers.
We need more story.
Right, but, okay, so an intern at Sidley Austin in NYC reportedly bit 5 colleagues but wasn't immediately fired because she was a otherwise personable person.
Otherwise, I mean, 5 in a row is you're a biter now,
right? What are you? I'm a biter, but I'm just saying, like, to even touch somebody that I work with, let alone bite them,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And it's a chick, so it's like, what do you got? A weird because, like, I can't imagine it's a hot chick, you know, like
they don't seem like they bite.
Well, that's the thing, like, you ever watch, like, those cringe videos where it's, like, these kids in high school and it's, like, I won't let you leave till you let me bite you. And, like, they put out their arm and they bite each other. Like, it's weird fucking shit. Mm-mm. It's usually in, like, the emo realm. But it's just kind of, like, I imagine this is some fat, just, like, probably smells like yesterday, you know? And you're, like, oh, man, Terry smells real good today. I need to give him a nibble.
Yeah, I wonder what, like... You bite one person, you know what I mean? Like, all right, you bit somebody, maybe something like...
I'll bite in self-defense.
Right.
Like, you're choking me. I tried every move I got. Like, all right, I got to bite you. Like, somehow you get me in a
tongue-tied.
Yeah. I'm biting me. What's wrong with him? He bit himself.
He bit his own tongue off.
Gonna do it. But, you know what I mean? Like... If I can bite, I'll bite, but it's never been like, you know how I'm going to start this?
No, I'm never going face first.
Come here.
Especially 5 people. That's a lot.
Right? Like, I imagine that shit on the subway, not at a fucking lawyer's office. Yeah. Like, goddamn.
And she worked there, right? It wasn't like a...
Apparently, let me see. I think at the very end, she was an ADA.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So that's an assistant district attorney. Right. Like, you made it somewhere. You passed the bar, and you're like, I'm fucking hungry.
I'm biting tonight.
you know why they call me the biter. But there we go. Flying Eagle drops bass on highway. It ends up in the fridge of the driver. Eagle dropped a fucking largemouth bass straight into a truck's grill.
Oh, it dropped into
I imagine a tractor trailer's grill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he just was like, well, I eat this now.
Yeah, he said he took it home and put it right in the fridge.
I mean, I guess
if it didn't explode on impact, but like, it's hard to believe that it didn't explode somewhat. Like, that thing probably mangled up.
Yeah. We seen, there was an eagle at the other place I was living at. Came off the river, had a fish in his...
Yeah.
Talons or whatever.
You imagine just like chilling in your backyard. You just get smacked upside the head and some fucking fish.
I'm like, oh, well, I guess I got dinner tonight.
Right.
Throw this in the fridge.
Woman!
Cook this large.
Make this fish I hunted.
I seen something online. It was about eagles and like they said their crows will come and attack them and like peck at them.
Okay.
And the eagle just flies really high.
Yeah.
And then it just makes it so the crow like can't breathe no more and it just like falls off of them kind of, which I thought was pretty cool. I don't know.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it would be the opposite for fish, right? Like you just start diving down deeper than the other fish can go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. We were talking about eagles. I just remembered that. Okay. Like, oh, eagles can fly.
All right, spell eagles. Go ahead. Do it for Philadelphia.
E-G-L-S-E-G-L. I forget how she even spelled it, but it was horrible.
I get it. It's just like the national anthem. But, like, how do you go forward with that if you're not 100% prepared?
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like every other person fucks up the national anthem, and then anytime they go, like, all right, you got the chant? I got the chant. All right, we're recording. Eggless! Like,
yeah.
Shit.
It is, like, and that kind of makes you wonder if they're actual, like, she's probably not a football fan.
Oh,
because, like,
no.
If you were, you not mess that
chant she's
up.
Just like, this is my bread and butter. Let me pretend
What's going on?
What do you mean? Oh, we're frozen in time.
It's just like
all right, we're gonna call it there.
Yeah, I can't even are we moving now? I can't get my mouse to work.
Oh no. It's the hurricane again. It's coming back.
Damn it, this is rough. Burr, 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 burr. I mean, we can cut all this at the end.
Oh, it's all right. You want to just call it here?
Yeah.
And we'll end it on technical difficulties?
There we go. We're back. Yeah, but yeah. We're about hour and 33.
Oh, I guess, hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Is it doing it again?
I think it's just chopping a little bit. Yeah. But bye, everybody.
All right, everybody. Peace out.